And we were talking about when you hired the, you called up the electrical company, you spoke to the dispatcher, and the dispatcher sends out an electrician for you, and you have no shaitas with the owner, you have nothing to do with the owner, and if you have a problem, you got to deal with the electrician on site, you got to call up the office manager there. So in such a situation, we said that that's not hiring a worker. You're basically buying, you're doing a machira with the owner for electrical service, but you're not a serious pearl. The owner's not doing any work for you. Now, I have time last night, but just to distinguish it, where as opposed to if you hire, let's say, a contractor to do your house, and he's hiring a bunch of subs, so you might think it's a little bit of a different situation, because even though the subs are doing the actual physical work, but the GC, he's involved. When you have a problem, you deal with him, he's giving you customer service, he's giving you time, so part of that money that you owe is actually would be a schiras poilim, because you basically hired the GC to do this management, and you're dealing with them. So that's something to keep in mind, a little bit of a fine distinction.
Okay. And then the entire value of the thing was just the amount of...
Pashtus, the value of his involvement and markup, as opposed to maybe the actual work value that's been done by the subs. Again, hard to nail it down to the exact penny. Okay, so page 8 on week 2. Let's just finish up a few loose ends. Nasan taliso li'uman l'sakna. You gave your talis to a craftsman to fix, or you gave it, let's say, you gave your suit to the cleaners to clean. The kablonis, and you're not paying him by the hour, you're paying by the job. You clean my suit, you get your $8. The gamra, and he finished the suit, finished cleaning it, he didn't work. Kozman shataz b'yan uman ain't over. You're not over as long as the craftsman is still holding on to your item. Nasnalai, if the guy gives it back to you, fine now. I feel b'chatzia, I'm even in the middle of the day. Kiman shishoko lov chama, since once shkia comes, v'loi paro, and you didn't pay him. Or if you gave me the item.
There's also something that's a Jewish cleaner.
Yes. So you gave him a talis at night. If you picked up the talis at night, so I bebarak mishum bal talin shekablan is he v'schias l'parim zmana. So just even though we said in general, if the work's finished during the daytime, you have to pay by the end of that daytime period, and if the work finished by the night, you have to finish by the end of that nighttime period. That's when we're doing with a hired worker who's doing services for you. But when his service is to clean your bag, and he's not getting paid by the hour, he's getting paid by the job. In the services on your equipment, go to the auto mechanic, right? So he's charging you for the and he's doing the work on your car. He's charging X dollars for the deal. So that fee wouldn't kick in until you picked up the car. He said it's going to be ready at 3:00 in the afternoon. You don't have to wait to get there and hustle up before Shkia. You can pick it up at 6:30 at night, and then you have to pay him when you pick it up before that day or night time period.
And even if the job is completed at a different owner than when you pick it up,
right? It's finished during the day, and you picked it up. You finished on Tuesday, and you picked it up on Thursday.
That's when
the zman kicks in. Again, barring any of the other hetayim that we bought. Meaning, if the mechanic, along the mechanic shop, like we said, is not there and has nothing to do with it, and he just has a manager and workers, so then that becomes a machira. It doesn't become a schas sochir. But we're talking about a typical mechanic where he's an owner operator and he's there, and so then that would apply. Very good. Okay, let's go to page 13. No, we did the other stuff last week. You didn't get off. Just the way the pages work. We did some stuff that was on page 8 last week, so they didn't print it again. They just put it back here. Okay, Siv Zion.
This only applies to Goyim. I mean, to Jews.
To Yidden, right.
So there's no...
Goyim, you don't pay anyone.
Goyim, again, but you don't have the mitzvah or the chiyuv to pay during the same day or nighttime period. You agreed with the guy. You pay the guy, but what I'm saying... We said by a yid comes, you know, if you finish during the daytime, say shkia today is let's say 7:10-ish or so, whatever. So if the guy, the heating repair guy, finished the work for you at 7:00 and says, okay, I'd like to get paid, you got to make sure to hustle and pay up before shkia hits by 7:10. By a guy, you know, you don't have to worry about it. You pay him at 7:30. You pay him at 8:00. No problem. Again, it came with
those. Does this only apply if, let's say, you work in a company? So you know, that's the company is a company. It's not necessarily, you know, but unless you're dealing with a Jewish service provider. So do you have to do whatever you can to make sure that person gets paid?
No, meaning like we said earlier, you called up Vince's electrical contracting company. I need an electrician. Send out a guy to fix my lights. And he sends out Reuven. He has a Jewish worker, Reuven, who he sends out to do it, right?
Right.
So you have nothing to do with Reuven. You know, your deal's with the guy. You know,
right.
You have nothing to do with Reuven in that situation.
Say, for example.
Right. So you have to pay like as if you were paying Vince. Right? Uh-huh. In that situation where Vince is the one who's selling the...
Sounds like you might want to
pay. Right. The electrical guy is a Jewish guy.
Right.
And you're working for a company that's publicly held company. Right, but you're a Jewish guy and the guy is Yitz's electric. Right?
Yitz's electric is publicly owned.
I'm the manager in it.
You're the manager.
I hired a firm guy to be the electrician. Now I have to do everything that I can.
No. You're working for a Goyish company.
Right, right.
So the deal is between the guy and
Yitz's
electrician.
Right, I'm just the agent of the...
But you don't. That doesn't put the chiyuvim.
Okay.
I mean, try to help out the yid and make sure he gets paid. But it wouldn't be in terms of the din of this din. You wouldn't have a din of yom titan tzchari. You'd have a chesed. I can help out this yid. You know, the company's schlepping everyone 45 days. I know this guy needs the money, and I have an ability to, you know, move ahead a little bit. People, you know, on the line and everything, and I'm not harming my company in any way. You know, it's just a question of, you know. Instead of being at random, I'll help push it this way. Not that you can do things for the yid that would hurt your employer. You're getting paid to do the job correctly.
Right.
But and there's no nafkamina in it. Okay, it's Zion on page 13 on top. So here's the key time in this economy, the sifim. Ein balabayas oiver mishum baltolin elam ken yeshloi mois liten lei. The only oiver this baltolin. If you have money to pay, the chsiv loyselin pula sachi itcha, rakavana sheyesh itcha, meaning you have. V'hu adinim yesh loy pikadain, or even if you have a pikadain, or halvoy itzlacher, or a loan by someone else, v'giz man pirain, and comes the time to pay, mikri gamkin sheyesh itcha, that also has, you have money in the bank, you have money in the ATM machine, so that doesn't, but you have no cash, and it doesn't mean you don't have money, you just go to the ATM, you go to the bank, that means you have money. D'vayach likach mehem, because you can take it from there. If you have schayer that you can sell, that's also considered as if you have because you can sell it. But that's talking about when the market's a little bit more liquid
But anything that I planned on selling, even things that I could sell, even though I had no intention.
No, schayer that you plan to sell. You've got. You know, a bunch of you got 50 voice recorders in your store, and you wanna sell them. You know, but you sell them tomorrow, you sell them the next day. If you could get rid of them today and get the cash to pay your worker on time, get rid of them today.
It's a homeowner that has a home.
No. We're talking about this.
Kaimel mechira.
Kaimel mechira. Right. Mechem hashem sefer achinach mitzatuf kapei ches. V'nei adim yachal lahasig mois lilvayis says the Abbas Chesed that if you can borrow money to pay. You have to borrow because you can make this mitzvah. You can be makayim this mitzvah. But problem a sachi ani, especially if the sachi is poor, by days I shitin like this manum because you give him on time. Yavzak yodesh leitzlech like this. He won't need to borrow from.
He doesn't have money. They're telling him to borrow money to pay his bill, even though if he doesn't know how he's going to pay back the loan.
No. We're talking about you're going to be able to pay back.
Oh, okay.
But vaday tzach laseskin. So then you would have to do so. V'ayin le'el perek av nesiv chesed. Ches im sachar shnei parlin. Okay, you hired two workers. Yesh lo mayis rakavu echad. There's only enough to go around one. You hired two contractor guys for the day or daily. Workers, $150 a piece, and guess what? The ATMs are all broken. Yeah, you have no access to any other cash. You can't borrow from anyone, and you only have $150 around. What do you do? And we said that the banks are closed. The check won't work that way. So near the yachalik mashiyesh leishneim, you should divide up, pay each one of them 75. The ain't no oiv about bloy tallin, and you're not oiv about tallin. Achrei shein lo yosik, because you have nothing more. Now, vafili ma'echad tava mitchila. Even if the first guy came to you, you have two guys. The first guy comes to you and says, "Oh, okay, I'd like my money." Tzach la'akiv machzis amoyis lashin. You have to hold back. You might think, "Oh, this guy came first. I'll give him 150 bucks." Now the second guy, "Oh, I'm anonymous. I don't have." No, you got to hold back the second half. Bevada yisvagam hu, because the second guy is also gonna request from you. Because I mean, b'shvuas the chazaka in tzachim mashis chari and unless you know that the second worker won't mind, so then you can give it all to the first worker.
Now, to make a difference from what we said, the first year, let's say one's an usher and one.
Yes, very good, very good. So but we're going to repeat it. Let me just finish this thing, and then we're going to say that very good point. The chazak is shnei aniyim or yashim. That's both if they are both aniyim or yashim. Avim echad ani ve'echad asher. If one guy is an ani and one guy is an asher, yispal come in perik yud. But we'll say that outside because it wasn't in the booklet. Is that basically if both people have a din of yom kitin schari? That's the deraisa time, right? The day or night time finished when the work finished. So then, if they're both on the equal footing, you divide it up. If there's an ani and an ashir, so then the ani gets the whole 150, we get the full amount, and the ashir is going to have to wait. However, let's say it's very common, let's say it's Friday is payroll day, right? And the ashir worked for you on Friday, and he finished his work on Friday, and the ani worked for you on Tuesday, but he's coming on Friday to get paid because Friday is payroll day. So for the ani, it's about Tasha, right? It's only the Rabbanan.
Right.
By the Ashir, it's a Daraisa. Right. So who do you pay? You pay the Ashir, because that's the Baal Talmud. You would think, well, this guy needs it more, this other thing. Listen, I got a Daraisa and I got the Rabbanan. So,
did you have to pay him on Tuesday?
Yeah, but then
no, he agreed on Tuesday. He agreed to get paid on Friday. Very good. Yeah, he agreed to get paid on Friday. Or even, you didn't have any money on Tuesday, right? You didn't have any money on Tuesday.
You were over then.
Oh, you were over. No. If you didn't have any money, you weren't over.
No, but even if you were Tuesday, over. Let's say on Tuesday you didn't have the money, so you couldn't pay him. So you were about telling already.
No, you're not over. You just said that here. You're not over.
But
you
have notice. But now come now Friday.
Let's say Tuesday you did it wrong. You didn't come to the shiur yet, and Tuesday you just didn't pay him. Right. So still you were over. That's a one shot deal. Right. You still comes Friday. You still it's the same thing. The Baal Tasha against the Baal Talin. The Baal Talin. Has peasants. A guy told me like this, he had a baby, he has a babysitter.
It doesn't seem logical.
So it happens.
Yeah.
Right? Because you've been in this Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Guys are waiting 3 days.
You've been waiting 3 days.
Right. That's what the Torah is telling us, that when one is a deraisa, when we have a mitzvah to pay today,
it's a legal.
That's a special din to pay on time.
The Baal Talin is only one day. Once you don't pay Tuesday, you're over Baal Talin, then it's over. You're not over it again.
So I have the logic of the Torah. So it's very good. So a guy like this in one of the shirim, he has a babysitter, watches his kids in the house every week, and the deal he has with them is I pay you on Fridays for the whole week, right? So he comes on Friday, and lo and behold, he doesn't have the money, right? So he says, "Oh, you know, I'm sorry, I forgot to go to the bank. If you want, I'll run to the bank now." The baby says, no, please, I don't even have time to wait for you. Pay me next Friday for the two, for this week and next week. Fine, everyone agrees, great, fantastic. Comes next Friday, and the guy doesn't remember too much. He only bought for 1 week. He thinks, he brought home the money for that 1 week. So now he owes her for 2 weeks. He only has 1 week. So he said to her, so I told her, listen, here's the money I owe you. Like you're saying, here's the money I owe you from last week, and for next week, for the money I owe you for this week, I'll bring it to you on Monday. I'll drop it off at your house. Oh, right. That was wrong.
But she's not Jewish.
She's Jewish. Yeah,
she is Jewish.
Yeah. You have to say, this is for this week, and what I owe you,
Very good. She said, I'm paying you now for this week, because that's the derais about Tolan, him being Mekayim. And now what I owe you for last week, that was only Drabbanan, that I'll pay you on Monday. Very good.
Is it looking at Eva on a pile to ask for the money?
to but ask for the money.
Yeah, no, I assume that if I asked him, he wouldn't write me the check that day. So should I be?
If you're hoping for the money, he's already over there.
No, he doesn't know. If I don't know, if I'm not Tveya, then if I don't show up, he's not going to be over. I know if I show up, it's likely that he'll probably pay me in 2-3 days. Should I be dafka not show up or no? If I have a lot of show up and ask him.
I mean, you're allowed to show up.
Every day I go to the mamash this week. The guy owed me $2,000 for tutoring. And it was the end of the month. And I wasn't sure what the, should I go to him or not. I knew he wasn't going to pay. Because whatever. Come back and I'll give you a check in 2 days, whatever, you know.
So then you could be Michael him.
I can ask.
I mean, again, so there's a mach like this with the 2 days, but.
It would be the partial okay. Payment for each.
Partial
payments don't okay. Count for Balcom. Do partial payments count for Balcom?
Sift test. I'm sorry?
Do partial payments count?
We're going to. Oh, you guys are all in the VM. We're doing that now. Okay, sift test and sift yud. So sift test. Achash nishlam pulas sachir. After the worker finished working for you, yeshla the balabais bizar shla yaitzi maisa vishaya. Kshedeh shaydezel la yil la yachreka from malasham la sachir. The guy has finished his work and you have the cash to pay, payroll. Don't start and go spend it on something else. That's also. Even if the sachar didn't ask you yet, that you're not allowed to do it because you know that the guy's going to ask from you, and then you're not going to be able to pay on time. So once if you have the money now, you can't go spend it for something else. If the guy you know is going to come to you today for the money, certainly after the guy asked for his money to spend the money on something else. Fine. Here's what you were asking. Gotta pay the sacher everything that that's owed to him. Im yeshlo, if you have it. Vim lo yishlum lo yikol sacher, if you didn't pay him the full amount that you owe him, according to the agreement. Ayiv b'bal talan, al zeh mikzah shepichas lo. Ayiv b'bal talan, even on the partial part that you didn't. So you owe the guy $150, and he comes, and you have $150. But you know what? You like to schlep people around because you feel like it makes your cash flow look better, whatever. You like to have the money on hand. So you give the guy $100, so I'll pay you the other $50. You know, you just come back next week for the other $50, and the guy is not Michael Matt, so you know he's not interested, but he doesn't have a choice, so he walks away. So then you'd be over Bal Tolin on the $50. The Chaynim Ein La Bal Bayis Kol Ha'Moishim Agil La'Sachir. And if let's say you don't have the full amount to pay, Afilu Hachi, as we said earlier, Chayav Litin La'Mashi Yeshla, you have to give all the money that you do have. V'im Loi Nasan, if you didn't give, over Bal Tolin, then you'd be over this Bal Tolin.
If I need if I have $150, but I need all, I took $150, and but I need $50 to pay for Shabbos stuff, but right now, you know, which is Kadima. Now, the guy comes to me, I'll pay $150. It's Friday, the babysitter. I plan to go shopping to spend $50 on Shabbos food. Can I say that's considered not having the money, or that's having the money?
That's having the money, and not only that, they bring down to ruin your whole Shabbos if you didn't pay the schar on time. I don't think there's a Rosh Tevis for it. I forgot how it works, but yeah, you have the money.
You have no right to go spend money on groceries.
No. I mean, that's because nefesh, which it's usually not. I'm talking about the nash. Yeah. Okay.
Interesting.
Okay.
Let's say you hired a Jewish company, but the workers were non-Jewish.
So like you said, it depends. Like the contractor, if the one who you. If
now,
the
who
ownership.
Paid his workers on time.
We don't care what he did with his workers. Nothing to do with us.
Or you better go home and start paying your bills. It's terrible. What's that mean personally?
Every relationship he has in his life is working out the best right now.
We should have had this series a few years ago. Better late than never.
Yeah, workers are taking care of it. Now we're talking about contractors.
Okay, we're going to switch to Shavua Gimel.
Also, it's like a world contract. If you pay them, they won't do more work.
Yeah, because I wasn't here last week. The volatility. You have to pay the day they complete the job.
The day or night time period when the work is
or
completed.
Or if it's a contract, you don't have to.
That's
unless you have made other arrangements. Right.
Then you owe the day. Then are you makayim?
Oh, very good. Then they say you're still makayim, even though you said, listen. You're going to finish the work on Tuesday, but I don't do payroll till Friday, so you don't have to pay till Friday. But if you pay on Tuesday, so they say, yeah, you are Makayim the Mitzvah, even though you didn't have to, but yeah, you're Makayim the Mitzvah. Otherwise, you went to be Makayim the Mitzvah, which you're not a Chiyuv to, but yeah, if you wanted a half extra, yeah.
Good.
Okay, Shmuel Gimel, go to page 2. Just a quick one-liner. I think someone asked the other week, but we'll just say it again. On the top right, Gam b'katan shesach leiz a pula. Also to a katan, shayach by kol dinim and his kalel. All the dinim about tolin apply even to a katan. Let's do sif tazay sukan tazayin and sif achesed. We're going to go down 3, 6, 8 lines. In the middle of the line, there's a dot. It says Vareisi. Very good. Vareisi anashim shemishtamshim b'katan leiz a davar shel tashmish. I've seen the people they hire a katan to do something. And they say, oh, I'll give you something for it. They tell the kid, hey, do this and I'll give you a candy, whatever it is. In the end, they don't give him anything. They're doing wrong. Even if it's only one penny, the dinim of paying a work on time apply. Even by cotton it's applicable. Certainly to withhold the schar, not pay him anything at all, is certainly also. So it implies by kids too. So now, you know, I'm going to shovel the snow. Babysitter is number. Usually you have someone who's older than 12, I hope. Right? Usually. Right.
You ask a kid a question, like a Shabbos question, a question on the parsha, and you record if they get it right. Is that a schar? What's that called?
Well, that's
I'll give you, if you get the question right, you get a quarter. Is that schar socher, or is that what is that?
That's a gift.
They're earning it, right? They're earning it for getting an answer.
It's a prize. It's a prize. I don't know. They're working for it. It's a prize. I don't know. Yeah.
No, I'm serious. This is what happened. I'll give you a story, Levi, so you can tell me what to do.
Not to you.
We can listen to me. Whatever happens. That's fine. This guy came. I had him come and check out in a building that I own. There's these big units on the roof. Whatever.
Yeah, the HVAC units.
HVAC, right? They come. He goes, I go, what do you need? What do you need? Ellie, you love these stories. So I'm saying it for you too. I said, what do I need? He goes, you can either put a new one in, which is going to cost you about $9,000, or I can fix it and it's going to be good for 6 months. Okay? I said, you know what? Let's fix it. I'm going to have a new tenant by then. I'll be able to put in a new one, right? He fixes it. 3 weeks later, it dies. Because you need to put in a new unit. To fix it, he said it's going to cost. I said, how much is it going to cost to just fix it? He said, $2,500. And for a new one, it's going to cost $9,500.
Right, so $1,200 took you 3 weeks.
Yeah, no, 3 weeks. It could have been 3 weeks. Then he goes, you need a new unit.
Right.
So I said, look, I'll pay for your new unit. I said,
I'll give you $6,500 and give you the new unit.
So he goes, no. It's a firm guy. Yeah. He goes, I want the $9,500. So I gave him the $9,500 and we're still fighting on the $2,500. Am I still over from originally on the $2,500?
Okay,
what
about
6 months?
He said it should last you 6 months.
Right. So why didn't it last? So you have to determine why it didn't last 6 months. If something else freak went wrong.
Nothing went wrong. He said the thing fried. So I don't know what to do. That's why I don't know what to do. If you say I'm
on your
birthday, I gotta go.
Right?
I
gotta
check.
What did he say? Why did it only last 3 weeks? You went to him.
There were no guarantees.
No. But what happened that it only lasted 3 weeks, not 6 months?
Well, he thought it would last.
Yeah, I'm saying you have to find out. You have to know exactly what's.
$9,500 check. Now he's come back for $2,500. So he comes from here. So what do you want from me? But the question is, was I ever originally not paying the $2,500?
If the deal was net 30, so there's no b'yom mitzitin schayer at all. That's all. It's only about tasha derabbanan. But the real answer to your question is, even if it's a deraisa, if there's a machlokes, a true machlokes, not machlokes because she's just not interested in paying. If there's pi halacha, if there's a true machlokes, if the money's owed, so then the baal talmid doesn't apply. Right. Uh-huh. I mean, if there's a disagreement, you know, you're supposed to give me, $500,000.
Right.
The work was done, work right, but we're not sure how much it is. We're not sure how much should be paid. Yeah. You think it should be $1,000. He thinks it should be $500,000.
Only have you work with him. There's a dispute as to whether the work was.
No. Here, the work was completed. There's a dispute as to how much money should have been paid. Should be paid for it. He's saying the worker is saying $2,500.
He's saying he delivered a good machine. Okay.
Yes.
It should last you 6 months.
6 months.
He didn't deliver a machine.
Fixed the machine.
I understand.
There's a bona fide dispute, so then Baltolin doesn't require you to pay that. Yeah, while it's still in dispute, if it's a bona fide dispute, it wouldn't apply.
You should prorate it. 6 months, $25. Write it down to 30 days. That's what you get.
Yeah,
this
will be good.
Okay, so
now...
I can see myself in what's that court on TV?
Yeah,
people's court.
Okay, so we're going to go to page 2. I think we're still there. I don't think you have to turn anything. And we're going to talk, it's very common, is what's the deal with someone who's not Shomer Shabbos in Baal Talmud, right? We said...
Oh, we had Yidden, that also.
We had that by buying Jewish, about. But how does it work out by Baal Talmud? Okay. So, well, look at the Chuvah's
Shnai. I don't have to keep their rices. That's the answer, right?
Actually, that's talked about. Everyone's in Navi tonight. It's very good. Okay. So, Ach B'Reifim. Okay, it's Chuvah's Shnai is written before the war. Way before, like in the early 1900s, I believe. He says like this, Ach B'Reifim B'Zman Hazeh, in his days, it seems doctors went off the Derech a lot. The Machali Shabbos, or the Machalim Shabbos, V'Eichlin Nevelis Atreifis, You can't not buy chametz. Shabbos. See, we're getting into the season already. You can't buy chametz shalav Pesach from a baal aveira because we have to be chayshish that he didn't sell chametz properly. He had it on Pesach. We have to be disa b'parakam d'chulin chametz shalav aveira mutter miyad la'achar Pesach. Even though it says in the Gemara that the chametz of an aveira is allowed right after Pesach. When they shame machlifin. That's only if someone's over l'tayavon. The loy shavu keter v'avodi sura. He's not going to leave that there and the dafka want to go to Issa. Mashen kiv over l'haches. However, if someone's over l'haches, yashav kulam mikvi over l'haches. And now all these type of guys are called over l'haches. Ayin sham v'im kain kiven the b'mamtzia shama ma'it miachicha goyim. Since it says achicha, and in the Gemara in the b'mamtzia it says there that comes to exclude goyim. Koshkein over aver l'haches. Certainly over aver. The Goyim are Goyim. They're worse than Goyim. The Goyim ain't my reading. The Goy, we don't have the Apidin of the Shulchan Aruch, Tidin of the Gemara. We don't have a command to sort of make it so that hopefully they'll come to an end. But if someone's Ayvel Ahaches, my reading, we look towards their demise. They're not considered Achicha. I can see what it says there. Amid Beis, V'yadei Yisim Kufn Nunches, Gam Lo Yishayach Gabei Atam, Amid Toi B'dvarim, V'eilov, when I say it's Nafshoi, the time we said by Baal Tolin, it says in the Pasuk, V'eilov, when I say it's Nafshoi, he's looking to get paid. Kivin to Marid, I say, we don't care about his Nefesh. Right? Even the guy who's Oyv Lahachis, it's Marid, I say. So you would think, according to the Svarah, that, there is no Baal Tolin when it comes to this. Ach Lefi Masha Kosa B'bach, Yadei Yisim Kufn as long as the person, even if he's a mumal lahachis, if he's not totally considered removed from Klai Yisrael, asal al vayse ribis, not allowed to lend him with ribis, just like you can't lend a fry yid ribis, we paskin. So achinami here too, even a level loysalim, Rabbi Yomi Ketan Tzchari, the chicha mikvi. He still hasn't gone out of the jurisdiction of being called your brother. He's not a good brother, but he's still considered a brother. So al Baal Tolin, even though he's not shemesh. We still have to be careful with paying him on time, as opposed to when we talked about buying Jewish the other week. So we said that the difference there is there's not an isser involved. The question is, you have to spend extra money to do something. So now you don't have to spend extra money. There's no isser involved. The question is, you have a chiyuv to spend extra money. So then we could be mekel. You don't have a chiyuv to spend extra money to buy from a not shomer Shabbos yid. But when it comes to an isser like ribbis or over here about pollen, so then we have to be chayshish. Turn to the next page. And we'll go to it's on page 4 on the left column, Olamaisa. Olamaisa.
So when it comes to rivets, we do have a problem.
We do have a problem, even if they're not Shomer Shabbos, right? Olamaisa, ain't a way lahati b'machalei Shabbos b'zmaneinu. Can't be matter to do not you know to be over about you know of Yom Tit and Schayer with someone who's not who's Machal Shabbos. Shiruvim kanusim mamish, because even more there must be people that are the Tinek Shnishbitz. Shloichim chuaisam lishma Taira. Bain Shachnach. Even if he found other Yidden, and he saw the you know Jewish way of life, he's still considered honest because he didn't have the proper training. Okay, so let's turn to the next page. Two pages. Three pages. Page 7 on top. Okay, the left column, 12 lines from the top. There's a dot in the middle. It says, Vada de Lashon Zeh. Okay. So in the Sefer Chassidim gives an eight. So if you don't want to be over this or Baal Tullin, so when you hire the worker, you say, I'm an ass that there's no Issa Baal Tullin over here. There won't be any Issa Baal Tullin. So the Sefer Chassid says, Vada, the Lashon Zeh, Kosim Sefer Chassidim, and his Kaleel, Shen Masni, Mai Shaloyeb, Baal Tullin. You make a Tanai that there's no Baal Tullin on the transaction. Nearly, Ledina, the Zelim Mahani. That doesn't help. Only if you make a deal with the poyo, mefuin, that I'm hiring you on condition that you're going to wait for your money. You're not going to get it at the prescribed time. Even after the time of Baal Tolin. So then if you do that, it's not a masna masha kosa b'tayra. To misratzul yoy sachir b'ayfenzeh, because he's agreeing to be a sachir on this condition that he's not going to get his money at the time that the Torah said he should be getting it. It's like the same thing. If a guy says, "I'm lending you money. I'm an ass that the shemitah won't wipe out the chayiv." Akosu b'chayiv shemish b'tzim mazayin siftes. I ain't sham. But tam k'moish daminan lenyan shukay the sura. And like we said in the Gemara in the first week, the shukay the sura. There's only a certain time when they have the money, so you'll let her pay him at that later time if they know that there's a specific time that they're supposed to get paid. But if you just said plain, I'm an ash layib b'zabal talin. I'm hiring you on condition that there's no Baal Tolin. It's like the same thing that's saying that I'm lending you money, I'm a nashloi tashmitenu shvius. The shvius won't be mishamedit. The karmelin shvius mishamedis. And for that we hold that shvius is mishamedis. Mishum demash meloshin zeh, I'm a nashloi yochel din shmita shvius. Because the language gives the appearance.
Like a first bowl?
Yeah, but we're talking about if you didn't do a first bowl, and the guy who said that tonight, I'm a nash that shvius won't be mishamed, it doesn't help because you're masna mashakos. Shvius is mishama. You can't make it. That's how it works. So v'alkein chala din shvius shvius. Who masna b'zal mashkos b'tayra? V'chein mama amnash ein b'ayin na. L'kuliyamo yesh b'ayin na. Even if you say amnash, there's no ayin na. It's all so there is ayin na. Mitamzak the isa b'gemara etc. V'imkein hachinami b'nyanenu chal isa b'al tolin. So basically, the etza is if you're afraid if. He's no, oh, I'm hiring the worker, he's going to finish at a certain time, I'm going to be able to be Makayim the mitzvah, so, you know, Gevaldik, great, but if you want to be safe, you're a little nervous, Chas v'Sham, don't hire Yiddish workers because you're afraid of the Baal Tolin issue, you tell him, you know, I'm hiring you, I'm going to be paying you whatever it is, you know, you make the deal, I don't want to pay right now. A lot of times it's assumed that that's what the deal is, but if you're hiring somebody, you can say specifically, I'm paying you, you know, I pay, you know, send me a bill and I'll pay you within 30 days or whatever it is, and then there's no Baal Tolin Deraisa, it becomes a Derabbanan, which is still Chayiv, but if you're Torah or you're busy, so then you don't have to make sure to pay exactly right before Shkia, right before, you know, the daytime comes, all the different halachas. Or like we said, you know, we'll do a quick Chazara on what we said, we'll just wrap it all together, that in order to be over the Issa Baal Tolin, you basically need four criteria. This is a Chazara from all the three Shira. Number one is
Jewish.
five criteria. Right, number one has to be a yid. Okay, very good. Number two is it has to come the time that it is, that the Torah says to pay. Meaning, like we gave the first week, if you have a contractor and you made a deal, you're going to pay him in installments, and the last installment is due at the completion of the job, and the guy just finished the $70,000 worth of stuff he's supposed to do for, before the last installment, and he's missing putting up two ceiling fans, and he says, you know, do me a favor, you know, give me $68,000 now. I know you owe me $70,000, but you know, I still have a little odds and ends to finish, you know, it only cost me a few hundred bucks, but you know, give me $68,000 now, you give me the other $2,000 when we finish. So he said, "Ain't excuse me, let me you can tell him, listen, buddy, if I give you $68,000 now, you're never going to come back even for the $2,000 to fix my put in the ceiling fans. So I'm not giving you a nickel till the job is over. That's 100% fine.
Now I'll give you $68,000.
Right.
Be there tomorrow.
Right. So you could tell the guy, I'm giving you nothing now, and I'll give you $70,000 when you finish. So you know, increase the motivation another $2,000. But yeah, basically, it has to be the time when he should be getting paid, which is after the end of the schiris, which and then it's the day or nighttime period. Number two is that the pile is not meichel. We said if the pearl is Michael, you should try to get the mechila before the job is over. But Lashita say even after the job is over, if the pearl is Michael or he shows mechila, he doesn't come to get paid. He knows you're in the house and he decides to slip the bill through the mailbox. So that shows he's not interested in getting paid today. So there wouldn't be an issa about Tolan. You need to show that there's no mechila. That's when Baal Tolan would kick in. Number three is you have to hire him directly, not through a shliach, right? With the exceptions of being an apotropis, like we said last week, or a wife, so where Baal Tolan would kick in, if you were a partner, or he thought you were the owner based on the circumstances. So that then there would be a Baal Tolan, but by the shlichas there is no Baal Tolan. And number four is, or five, the way you want to count, is you have to have money to pay. If there's no money to pay, so then there's no Baal Tolan either. Any questions regarding the Baal Tolan? Because it's the last day for the topic. What's the story of Baisai with? I know two Thursdays from now, everyone's going to be busy playing in the game.